سورة الأعراف آية 199. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. خذ العفو وأمر بالعرف وأعرض عن الجاهلين. خذ العفو وأمر بالعرف وأعرض عن الجاهلين. وإما ينزغنك من الشيطان نزغ فاستعذ بالله إنه سميع عليم. إن الذين اتقوا إذا مسهم طائف من الشيطان تذكروا فإذا هم مبصرون. وإخوانهم يمدونهم في الغي ثم لا يقصرون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. This verse 199, according to our sixth Imam, Al-Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wassalam, it's the most comprehensive verse that gathers the entire akhlaq and behavior and ethics in Islam. In this verse, there are 3 points. And these 3 points, they gather al-fada'il al-akhlaqiyya, the ethical virtues, mannerism and ethical and moral virtues in Islam. خُذِ الْعَفْ. And he says this is the most important verse that the Prophet ﷺ received. It gives him instruction as how to deal with his community. The Prophet ﷺ came to people that mostly were illiterate, bisawad, and mostly also bi-akhlaq. Not only they did not have education, but they did not have mannerism too, to a very tumultuous society. وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَى شَفَى حُفْرَةٍ مِّنَ النَّارِ. You almost fall into the fire. You were on the verge of falling into fire, into the pit fire. كنتم على شفا حفرة من النار فأنقذكم منها. Someone who's falling down from a cliff into his damnation, and someone comes at the last second and grabs him. Have you seen in the movies sometimes? This is exactly what Allah says. That's how the society was at that time. Society who was mired in or by moral decay and decadence, and to the extent that a brother could not trust his own brother. And that was not only the case in Arabia. That was not the case. If you study history with fairness and objectivity and open-mindedness, and you put prejudice aside and you do not become a prejudice of your race, that was the case eastward and westward. In Persia it was the same. In the Roman Empire it was the same. In Yemen in the south it was the same. In Africa it was the same. But maybe Arabia was the worst. people who lived in Arabia, they suffered the most. They suffered the moral decadence. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لِيُخْرِجَهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ, to take them out of the middle of darkness, being lost, being disoriented, into guidance, into light, into furnace, into salvation. فَأَنْقَذَكُمُ اللَّهُ. Lady Zahra alayhi salam says, فَأَنْقَذَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِأَبِي مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Allah has saved you and saved your humanity and saved your honor and brought you back to the status of being a human, بِأَبِي مُحَمَّدٍ, through my father Rasulullah صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمُ. So Allah is instructing His Prophet as how to deal with such community, with such rough people, people who did not have any principles or human values or ethical values. Allah gives him three instructions, three important instructions. فضائل الأخلاق, as I mentioned earlier, all the virtues, ethical, moral, are gathered and composed in these three points. Number one, خذ العفو, hold to forgiveness. خذ العفو, and it is reference. It is reference to return the persecution, return the insults and injury with forgiveness. With forgiveness. خذ العفو. Your principle, your guide, your main guide should be forgiveness, not retaliation. The opposite of forgiveness is what? Retaliation. And because of this retaliation, we are losing families and households and marriages, and we are losing the social coherence because people do not believe in forgiveness. People follow retaliation, tit for tat. This is what is happening in the families, between the husband and the wife, between parents and children, between two brothers, between two friends, between two neighbors. Rarely you see people who believe in forgiveness. Very rare. Whenever people are insulted, they want to retain the insult, whether it is verbal or physical. They do not have the capacity to absorb. They want to return the insult with another, even bigger insult. And they consider, people consider that if I don't return that insult, then people are going to take advantage of me. People are going to perceive me as being a naive person, a weak person, person who has no self-respect. So it's better to return insult with insult. But that is not the policy of the Holy Quran. And this is not the akhlaq or the manners of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ, in Surah Al-Imran. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ. Have you been harsh-hearted or hard-hearted? لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. None of them would have stayed with you. They would have left you. But because your manners and your ethics are based on forgiveness. كان يعفو عمن ظلمه. يعفو عمن ظلمه. Today we miss this in the Muslim community. We miss something called forgiveness in the Muslim community. I don't want to talk about other communities. I want to talk about the Muslims, because our Prophet and our leader is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the meaning of Sunnah or Sunni, Sunni is the one who follows the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not only in fiqh and akhlaq, both. And probably not in khubus, in aslan khubus. Not only in fiqh, but also in akhlaq. And akhlaq are more important than fiqh. Fiqh, sometimes you deal between you and your Lord. But akhlaq, the way you deal with people here on earth, with your family members, with your community. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. This is an important instruction to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet or the Imam or the religious guide is like a physician. The physician cures the physical illness or ailment, while the reformer, the ethical leader, the religious leader, the spiritual leader, he addresses the moral ailment of the society, of the entire society. He's like a doctor. So he came for healing, he did not come for intiqam. And therefore, people have all sorts of ailments. Some of them have mental ailments. Some of them have spiritual ailments, different types of problems in the society. You cannot find someone who is very perfect, absolutely perfect, who has no problem with anyone. Very rare. You don't find these examples. We have problems and we are struggling with our life. We do struggle. We do struggle in this life. This is the pattern of this life. يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانُ إِنَّكَ كَادِحٌ إِلَى رَبِّكَ كَدْحًا فَمُلَاقِيهِ. Our journey to Allah is not easy. It's very rough. It's very difficult. Along this journey you encounter many examples. Some of them are bad. Some of them are annoying. Some of them are not civilized. Some of them are not polite. Some of them, they are only Muslims by name, but not Muslims by nature. They are not Muslims by ethics. They are not Muslims by manners. Today, the biggest challenge Islam faces is not Zionism. It's some idiots among the Muslim community who call themselves Muslims. But they do more harm to Islam than the enemies of Islam. From within, this is the problem we have. And sometimes you find in some religious communities, they do more harm to Islam than communities who are secular. اینم مشاهده شده. در جوامعی که میگن مذهبی هستن، اینها اذیت اینها و ضرر اینها به دین و تشیع به اسلام بیشتر از جوامعی که اصلا دین هم ندارن. این هم مشاهده شده. به نام اسلام و به نام دین و به نام فلان و به نام اینا ضرر میرسونن به مردم. شرشون به دنیا رسیده. به همه جای دنیا. Sometimes in certain countries, the more religious you are, the more hateful you become. While religion, the pure religion, teaches love and teaches compassion and teaches forgiveness and teaches tolerance. This is not Islam. This is not Islam. This is not the spirit of Islam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking the Prophet, خُذِ الْعَفْوُ. Hold to forgiveness. Hold to forgiveness. You have to have سِعَةُ الصَّدْرِ, tolerance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet, أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ. When we ordained you as a leader, as a messenger, as a reformer, we expanded your tolerance for you. أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ. The term Sharh al-Sadr has been mentioned somewhere else about another prophet. Who was that prophet? Other than Prophet Muhammad. Huh? In Surah Taha. Ahsant. Musa alayhi salam. Qala rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. I want you to bestow more tolerance on me. More tolerance. Shrah li sadri. I'm going to embark on a very, very tough and difficult, tumultuous journey in my life. I'm going to go to Pharaoh. I'm going to begin preaching your word. Give me more tolerance, more acceptance. قَالَ رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسْرْ لِي أَمْرِي. The Prophet also needs sabr. Sabr, patience and forbearance. فَاصْبِرْ. Allah says to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, فَاصْبِرْ كَمَا صَبَرَ أُولُو الْعَزْمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ. Do persevere as those who were before you. Ulil Azm are the universal ones. The universal messengers like Jesus, like Moses, like Abraham, like Noah. Those are Ulil Azm. Anbiya Ulil Azm are five. Beginning with Noah, with Abraham, with Moses, with Jesus, and with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَاصْبِرْ كَمَا صَبَرَ أُولُو الْعَزْمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ. As they persevered, you have to persevere also. So this is عَفْو. And then we come to the second one, خُذِ الْعَفْو. If you need to live happy in your life, forgive. If you don't want to be happy, if you want to be worried, if you want to be anxious, if you want to be agitated, if you want to live in fear, then don't forget. And don't forgive. Don't forgive. It's up to you. It's up to you. Someone who keeps the grudge in his heart is going to hurt himself and herself first. Those who have hurt, those who keep the grudge and the hate in the heart, they don't enjoy their life. They don't enjoy their life. People around them are happy, enjoying their life. Those people are unhappy. They are unhappy. Because what becomes happy is not your hand or your leg or your head. What becomes happy in you is your heart. If the heart is unhappy, everything else becomes unhappy. Everything else complains. But if you keep the heart clean, keep it the seat, a seat for love and forgiveness, you're going to be happy in your life. And you're going to be okay with all people around you. You have no problem with them. You have no problem with them. You don't sleep the night while you are plotting against them and planning how to destroy this guy. Pidarishu darmiura. You cannot sleep planning against this neighbor and this cousin and this friend and this man and this woman and this young and this old and this black and this white. And he cannot sleep. And he cannot destroy them. He will destroy, ultimately he will destroy him or herself. What a beautiful, the hadith says, or the mathal, proverb, zarbul mathal. لِلَّهِ دَرُّ الْحَسَدِ مَا أَعْدَلَهُ بَدَأَ بِصَاحِبِهِ فَقَتَلَهُ. Wow, hasad and jealousy, how just it is. Hasad and jealousy is very just. How? Because it begins with the hasud himself, with the guy who does hasad, and he will kill him first. Before he can kill others, he will kill himself first. And this is very right and very true. When that man was asked one day, man, how did you make it to 120 years old? What sort of diet you had, what sort of exercise, what sort of, you know, wife you have, what sort of children you have. He said, all normal diet, no exercise, I have normal wife, normal children. They said, then how? How did you make it to 120? He said, if you open my heart, you find no grudge, no jealousy against anyone. I kept it clean. I kept it clean. This is the secret. الحسود معذب النفس. Imam Ali, or Al-Haqood, Amir al-Mu'mineen says al-Haqood, the one who has rancor and a grudge in his heart, mu'adhabun nafs. His nafs, his soul, is in pain. Is in pain. Mutada'iful ham. His ham, his anxiety. Ham means anxiety. Is doubled or tripled. More than normal. خُذِ الْعَفْوَ. Allah says to the Prophet, you have a long journey ahead of you. Hold to forgiveness. Don't let the shaitan cheat on you and say, no, don't forget this guy, don't forget that guy. Use the same language, use the same behavior. Don't do that. These are the whispering of the shaitan. Listen to the Quran. Tell your shaitan, I am not listening to you. I would listen to my book, my holy book, to my Lord, who is merciful to me. خُذِ الْعَفْوَ. The second instruction to the Prophet, the second pillar, write it down. The second pillar of ethical and moral behavior and standards in Islam, خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ. وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ. وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ, the translation here says, command what is right. Command what is right. What does that mean? Definitely the Prophet would not command what is wrong. Definitely. He's commanding what is right. But here it means that when you preach the message of Allah, you have to be courageous. You should not be timid. Because some people are trying to intimidate you. Some people are going to instill fear in your heart. So don't give up. Continue your journey. Don't give up. You have to continue. Some people will come to you and tell you, Mawlana, don't say these things. Don't preach these. Please, don't mention about this or this or this or that. You may mention about other issues, but don't mention these things. You have to speak the truth. You have to speak the truth. You should not compromise. وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ. It means do not compromise your message. Don't compromise. Yes, don't be harsh, but at the same time, don't compromise. Be polite, but at the same time, speak the truth. If you go to a community where people don't want to worship God, people want to worship their customs, their traditions, people want to worship their hawa, their desire, truth for them is difficult. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, the truth is bitter. People don't want to hear the truth. مَا تَرَكَ لِيَ الْحَقُّ صَدِيقًا. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, haq and truth did not leave any friend for me. People turned against me because I am telling them the truth. مَا تَرَكَ لِيَ الْحَقُّ صَدِيقًا. I was left alone, lonely. I have no friend because I always spoke the truth. So yes, speaking the truth is very difficult. People want you to appease them. They don't want you to appease God. People want you to entertain them, to make them happy. They don't care about God. They want this speaker and this alim and this preacher and this prophet and this imam and this reformer and this leader to satisfy them. They don't care about God's satisfaction. They used to come to the Prophet, they tell him, Ya Rasulullah, don't tell us this is haram and this is don't. Leave us alone. A huge tribe came to the Prophet, Qabilatu Khuza'a. They said, Muhammad, we're going to ask your message. We will accept Islam with one condition. The Prophet said, What is that condition? He said, we don't want to pray five times a day, please. Leave me alone. I don't want to pray. I become Muslim, but I don't. The Prophet said, what sort of Islam is this that you don't talk to your Lord, to your Creator? You have no relationship with Him? You don't want to have relationship with Him? This is not religion. They wanted Him to compromise. They said to Him, we have 10,000 fighters. They are at your disposal. They become your own soldiers. But don't ask us to pray. He said, I don't need your Islam. Keep it for you. Your Islam would not work. As-salatu amudu al-deen. Prayers is the pillar, main pillar of religion. Bayn al-Islam, bayn al-imani wal-kufr tarku as-salat. What divides between belief and non-belief is when someone prays or does not pray. This is the distinction. They wanted him to compromise. In many countries today, the speaker, the imam, has to preach what the government is happy about, not what Allah is happy about. In all Muslim countries, you have to satisfy the leadership, the king, the sultan, the president, the emir, not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you do so, you are going to compromise Islam, then you are not working for Allah. You are not working for Allah. You're becoming another book for the government. And this is what is happening in Muslim countries. Muslim countries, people go to Friday prayers. They hear what the Sultan loves, not what God loves. This is why Muslims are going backward. Other nations moving forward, Muslims are going backward. In the West, they solved this problem. They separated between the church and the state. So the priest does not represent the state. The priest represents his own church. His own church. But when we mix between religion and politics, and then we want the speaker to satisfy the political establishment and does not satisfy Allah, then we're going to have a problem. Serious problem. وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ means be courageous, be brave, and preach what God wants you to preach. You have to have shaja'ah. You have to speak the truth. Don't compromise the truth, Ya Rasulullah. Don't do that. Say the truth. وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ. And this is not just when you stand on the podium like me. When you speak with your family, when you speak with your friends, when you are in a gathering, sometimes we are in a social gathering and people want us to, don't speak about these issues, but you have to speak about that issue. Put this person down, bring that person up. This is what people expect. Then they become your friend. You become a good person. That's not good. This is hypocrisy. This is hypocrisy. When you teach your children that certain, they don't speak their mind, even though they know this is something wrong, but they don't talk about it. Even they know that this is, see, what is good in America, I learned in these 20 years. I learned that children here and the young ones, they speak their mind. They don't know hypocrisy. When they like something, sometimes that thing is wrong, not right. Maybe it's wrong, not always right. But when they like it, they say we like it. When they dislike something, maybe what they dislike is good. Maybe it is good. I'm not arguing about that. But when they dislike something, they say we dislike. There is no hypocrisy. The inside and the outside is one, which is something good. This is very good. While the older generation are not like that. They are not like that. We use diplomacy. Diplomacy is a polite word for what? For hypocrisy. For hypocrisy. If you want to be polite, don't say hypocrisy. Say diplomacy. Diplomacy. You have to be diplomatic. Allah says when it comes to the truth, don't be diplomatic. Allah says they fear people, but they don't fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one of the verses in the Quran. يَخَافُونَ مِنَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَخَافُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ. They fear people. Well, if I say this, I'm going to lose a couple of people here, a couple of donors, there's a couple of friends there. So what? Are you going to be homeless? Are you going to be homeless? Abu Dharr al-Ghifari, great man, close friend of the Prophet. They came to him, they said to him, Ya Aba Dharr, stop criticizing the government. Stop! He said, I'm not going to stop. This is my duty. Allah taught me something called al-amru bil-ma'roof wal-nahyu anil munkar. I'm not going to stop that. Muawiyah said to him, Ya Abadhar, he sent someone with some money to Abu Dhar. So Abu Dhar would accept this money, so he would shut his mouth. He would not criticize the government. Abu Dhar asked that man, did he give all people the same money? Or it's only me? He said, no, he doesn't give to anyone. It's only for you. So Abu Dhar realized that this is a bribery. Muawiyah is sending him money, so he would shut his mouth. He does not criticize the government. He said, I'm not going to accept this money. Whenever he gives all the ummah, all the nation, all individuals, the same amount, I will accept this. The messenger said to him, no, he doesn't give. Amir al-Mu'minin Muawiyah, he puts it in his own stomach. Does not give the people. Then the man insisted on him. Listen to this. The man said to him, I am enslaved to Muawiyah. I work for him as a slave. He owns me. Take the money. Inna fiha itqi. Abu Dhar answered him, Inna fiha riqqi. The man said to him, if you take this money, Muawiyah promised me if you convince Abu Dhar to accept this bribery, I'm going to set you free. So please accept the money so I can be set free. Abu Dhar answered him, you going to get free, I am going to get enslaved. به معاویه گفت اون شخصی که داده پول داده بود به یه نفر که بده به ابو ذر اصرار کرد که خواهش میکنم این پول رو قبول کن. این پول رو قبول کردی معاویه منو رها میکند، آزاد میکند. گفت آره تو رو آزاد میکند ولی منو برده میکند. ان فیها رقی. I'm not going to take that. You have to be free spirited. Believe me, when we put Allah above everything else, we're going to be good and the whole society is going to be good. Today, why we have hypocrisy in the Muslim communities? Why Muslims, despite having the best book, the best messenger, the best religion, the best Islam, the best prayers, the best Ramadan, the best Hajj, the best system, they have the worst akhlaq? Where is the progress? Tell me. Where is the progress? When we have good religion, shouldn't we have our masajid filled with American people who are looking for Islam, looking for solution? Why the masajid are empty? Why? Why the masajid are empty? Why the Islamic circles, Islamic gatherings in America, in Europe are empty? Why? What's wrong? Is the wrong with Islam itself? No. The wrong is with the Muslims. What a beautiful that man said. The man, the Egyptian scholar in the 800s who traveled from Cairo, from Egypt. He went to Paris, France. He spent a month. He came back. They said to him, Mawlana, Shaykhuna, what did you see in France? He said, I saw Islam in France. I did not see Muslims there. Here I see Muslims, but I don't see Islam. And this is exactly what we have. This is exactly what we have. کشورهای ما پر از مسلمون داریم. 99% کشورهای ما مسلمونن ولی اسلام نیست. اسلام غایبه. اخلاق اسلام غایبه. رفتار اسلام در بازار، بین زن و مرد، در خانواده، در کوچه و بازار، اینا در ادارجات، در هر کجا که مدارس، دانشگاه ها، اسلام غایبه. مسلمون داریم ها. زیاد مسلمون داریم. زیاد داریم. مساجد هم داریم، سینه زنی خیلی عالی هم داریم، خوب، اعلا، درجه یک، ولی اسلام نداریم. اسلام نداریم دیگه. شما تعجب میکنید چرا مردم از اسلام فرار میکنن؟ اسلام برای ما شعار شده. یه شعار، یه ظاهری، ظاهرش بیاد یه خورده ریش بذاره، یه خورده چی تسبیح دستش بگیره تو خیابون اینا، مردم میگن بابا ماشاءالله چقدر مسلمون خوبیه. اینجوری شده دیگه. So this is the second. خذ العفو وأمر بالعرف. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the third one. يا رسول الله. يا رسول الله. وأعرض عن الجاهلين. This is the third fundamentals of good ethics in Islam. Good أخلاق. أعرض عن الجاهلين. Turn away from the fool and the ignorance. In the society, not all people are the same. You know that. You could meet when you leave your house. Sometimes you come across the best people on earth. And sometimes on the same day, after 1 hour, in the same place, probably you come across the worst people on earth. This is how God designed the earth. You see the good and you see the bad. Allah said we gave them free choice. إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلَ إِمَّا شَاكِرًا. He becomes grateful, shakir, good person. وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا, ungrateful, evil, he becomes evil. So you see the good and you see the bad. You see the believer and you see the non-believer. You see the grateful and you see the ungrateful. You see someone who has full of akhlaq and forgiveness and tolerance and manners, and you see exactly the opposite. You see the opposite. Allah says, when you see the opposite, turn away from them. Don't waste your time with them. Don't even discuss. Don't even argue with them. وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. أَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. People, some people have a prejudice. Some people are racist. Some people are bigots. They have ta'assub. Some people are mean. Stay away from them. Stay away from them. Some people, their intellectual, spiritual, mental capacity is very, very, very low. Very low. Very shallow. Stay away from them. Don't waste your time with those people. Stay away from them. They're going to destroy your life, their life and your life, both. Stay away from them. وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Some jahileen are going to accuse you unjustly and unfairly out of jealousy and a grudge, as they accused all the prophets. All the prophets. No prophet survived. Isa alayhi salam, they accused him. Musa alayhi salam, they accused him. Rasulullah, Musa alayhi salam says to his community, لِمَ تُؤْذُونَنِي? Why do you destroy me? Why do you attack me? Why do you harass me and annoy me? وَقَدْ تَعْلَمُونَ أَنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ. You definitely, you know, I am the messenger of God. You know that, you acknowledge that. But despite that, you are attacking me. They accused him. Ibrahim alayhi salam was accused. Nuh was accused. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was accused. Imam Ali was accused. For so many years they said Ali does not pray. Ali does not pray. This is not by the Romans or the Persians or the Africans or the Japanese or the Chinese. This was by the Muslims. They cursed Imam Ali alayhi salam. They cursed Imam Ali for 60 years. They cursed him. They did not curse him on the beach or in a nightclub. They cursed him inside the masjid. They cursed him during the Friday prayers. They cursed him on the mimbar, on the pulpit. The speaker, the khatib, those thugs, they would go on the pulpit and he stands and he does not finish his speech. But by cursing Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. He was cursed, Imam Ali. But who did survive today? Muawiyah and the enemies of Ahlul Bayt, the enemies of Imam Ali, or Imam Ali himself? Definitely Imam Ali, because Imam Ali represented the truth, haqq, and justice, and adl. And others, they represented falsehood. And Allah says, وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ. Definitely, definitely, batil, falsehood, is bound to perish. Is bound to perish. إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُقَ. Batil cannot survive. Batil can live for a few months, for a few years, sometimes a few decades. No longer than that. إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُقَ. إِنَّ الْبَاطَلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. So do not give up. Do not give up. Even if all the dunya, they turn against you, but you know what you are doing is the haq, the truth. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't be defeated. Don't give up. Always, Amir al-Mu'mineen says, Ahlul haqqi qaleelun. Those who follow the truth are a handful, no more. Very little. And those who follow the batil are in abundance. Always. Always the people of batil outnumber the people of haq and truth. Allah says to the Prophet, وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. أَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. It says, continue your job and continue your work, continue your journey, and do not listen. Do not care about what is said, what is being said about you. See, my friends, if someone is failure in the society, nobody speaks about him. Nobody criticizes him. Nobody even mentions his name. When someone is a failure, but when someone is successful and moving forward, some sick people, they attack him. I got insan. Yeah, insan bi naf bi fayde bashe dar jam'e. Hich kas asan kari nadare be kar un shakhs. Ismesh nemiyaran. Amma agar yek shakhs muvaffaq bashe, ba'zi onayi ke fi qulubihim marad, Khodavand mifarmayad dar Quran. بعضی از افراد چشمشون اشکال داره، بعضیا دستشون، پاشون، بعضیا عقلشون اشکال داره. بعضیا دلهاشون اشکال داره، قلبشون اشکال داره. مریض دیگه قرآن میفرماید فی قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا. اینا شروع میکنن حمله کردن به این شخص، تهمت زدن به این شخص. چون شخص موفقیه، اما اگر نه این شخص موفق نبود کسی به کاری نداره به اون شخص. اسمشو نمی، اصلا اسمشو بلد نیستن چی. دنیا اینجوریه. امیر المؤمنین اگر شخص خاملی بود، موفق نبود، معاویه که دشمنش نمیشد. ولی امیر المؤمنین چون نزدیک پیغمبر اکرم بود، دوست پیغمبر اکرم، برادر پیغمبر اکرم، همیار پیغمبر اکرم، خلیفه پیغمبر اکرم بود، معاویه سعی کرد که اذهان مردم رو مشوش کنه و بیاد به اصطلاح ما چکار کنه؟ برین واش، شستشوی مغزی. 50 سال شستشوی مردم، شستشوی مغزی کردن که اصلا علی نماز نمیخونه، علی تارک و صلاته، علی فلانه، علی فلانه. تهمتی نبود که به امیر المومنین نزدن. یکی از تهمتهایی که بنی امیه به امیر المومنین زدن این است که در حال وجود فاطمه زهرا، امیر المومنین رفت دختر ابو جهل و خواستگاری کرد. ببینید، اولا فاطمه زهرا با امیرالمومنین در مدینه ازدواج کرد، ابو جهل کجا بود؟ ابو جهل مکه بود، امیرالمومنین در یه شهر، اون در یه شهر. تازه دیگه دختر نیست تو شهر مدینه، دختر آدم دیگه نیست، فقط دختر ابو جهل. خواستن لطمه بزن. وقت پیغمبر خیلی ناراحت شد، خیلی عصبانی شد، ناراحت شد. پیغمبری که قرآن میگه و انک لعلی خلق عظیم، خیلی ناراحت شد که علی چرا این کارو میکنی، من بدم میاد. یعنی خود پیغمبر 13 تا زن داشته باشه اشکال نداره، امیرالمومنین میاد زن دوم میخواد بگیره، پیغمبر عصبانی میشه. همش دروغ البته، همه هم میخوان به پیغمبر تهمت بزنن، هم به امیرالمومنین هم به فاطمه زهرا، میخوان ضربه بزنن به اسلام. So they accused him, but did they succeed at the end or did they fail? They failed. Amir al-Mu'mineen is the hero. Amir al-Mu'mineen is the hero of Islam. I was discussing a few days ago with some of the great scholars from a different school. A different school, you know what I mean. He said, in my opinion, Ali ibn Abi Talib should be the first Khalifa. Because no one can beat him. No one can rival Ali ibn Abi Talib. Although he follows another tradition, another madhab, but he says, in my opinion, Ali ibn Abi Talib is the first Khalifa after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. And we will continue the rest next week, inshallah. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات، إنك مجيب الدعوات، إنك غافر الخطيئات. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء، 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 أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء. يا الله من على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية، اقض حوائجنا للدنيا والآخرة، وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان. وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء نهدي للجميع ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلوات. اللهم